house all day, tends to get back late. Chainsaw strapped to his back, always with a trailer pack. In his garden, wood is stacked, golf four sheds packed back to back. Something was out of place, no smoke his chimney graced. One day I up the chase, rang his bell, slow gin to taste. He took the bait, we conversate, I couldn't look him in the face. I had to state, I said, hey Jay, you've got no stove or fireplace. Before the day begins, promptly takes out his daily bins. Always tied with sailing string, smelling fishy, scaly fins. So far, so what, but here's the thing, he never goes out, never orders in. How'd you throw out what you don't bring in? Ronnie never buys anything. Always makes an infernal din in his garden, burning things, mixing chickens and carnal sins in his freezer, alarming things. I saw him with a knife out carving things. He looked at me with a startled grin. I wonder if God needs to pardon him. I guess I'll leave Ron to his gardening. Handicapped, never knew the story, never knew the facts. Her speech was slurred, her voice was cracked, her motor skills seemed sorely lacked. Sheila prayed on a crucifix, said nothing will go wrong that a gym won't fix. Gets around on walking sticks, but she only needs them after six. Julie's never been the same since she moved into the lane. She covered herself in cellophane and only speaks through the window pane. She likes to bake cake chocolate and watches us through binoculars. At first glance, it seems innocuous, but she never stops watching us.